Okay, so we're holding on the Tetzim and Beis, a few of them at Aleph. We've had two cases, and now we're going to have a third case and a fourth case. We have to work out each case, why is it different from the other one? Why can we learn out from the other one? So, what are the two cases we've learned so far? The first case we had was you had 10 piles of vomit, of food. 9 of them were matzah, 1 of them was vomit, and the mouse took from one of them and went in the house. So it definitely went in the house. The child is which one it took. And we said, yeah, that's got dinner 50-50. How do you know it's got dinner 50-50? We learn that from Teisha Chanuyas. That's the first case. And then we go to Chumrah. Because it's as if you know those comments that went in the house. So, next case. The next case was where you have 2 piles of comments, nine, and 2 houses. One house was bothered, one house was checked, one house wasn't checked. And we don't know if the mouse that carried the comments went into the clean house or it went into the non-clean house. So we say there, well, what is the halacha there? So we can't bring a rabbi to Teisha Chanuyas. Because Teisha Chanuyas only taught us to define what the food was. So is the food kosher or non-kosher? That we learn from Teisha Chanuyas. And here we don't have a suffix what the food is. Here we know the food is chametz or the food was matzah. That we knew. Just the suffix was, did the chametz, we knew what was chametz, did the chametz go into the checked house or not? So for that we need to bring another case. We brought a case of shneikub or shteikub, right? We brought a case of where you have 2 boxes, one of put and one of truma. And you know you've got something of truma and something of chulin. And one of the things fell into one of the boxes. Right? It means chulin fell into one of the boxes and truma fell into one of the boxes. So we know what it was, we know what it was, but we don't know where it fell. That's very similar to our shayla, or the second shayla. We know what the food was, but we don't know which house it went into. And we learn that since you can come to your bottom, you can go look for it. Just like there by Kupesh, in Kupesh, we said since the tumor is only your bottom, you can go look for it. So too, regarding the chametz, since the chametz is only drabanon, you can say that the chulin fell into the chometz went in the chometz house and the matzah went into the checked house. Okay, those are the two cases. Elsie, you following? Two cases. We're going to have another two cases, and each of these two cases, you and us, are all going to have to work out why is the halacha and why couldn't we have learned it out from one of the first two cases. Okay? That's our job today. So that was case number one and case number two. Now we move on to case number three. Case number three. Case number three is a Yud, Omer, Aleph, 3 lines down. People, Echod, Shel Chomitz. There's one pile of Chomitz. But the front of Shtei Batim Beduki. And in front of us, we have 2 houses that have been checked. 2 houses that have been checked. And a mouse comes and took, what did it take? Obviously it took comments, because there's only one pile of comments. So it took comments. We don't know if it went into this house, or went into this house. So what's our love in that case? What do we have? We have one pile of chametz, and we don't know which house it went into. Did it go into the house that, both houses have been checked, yeah? Both houses have been checked, but did it go into the right-hand side of that right house and the left house? So what do we do in that case? Are both houses now have to be checked? Do neither house have to be checked? Can we say something about the Kula here? Since I don't know which house it went into, I could see some job on the pillow. Or no, maybe it actually happened both. That's the shadow which we have in front of us, yeah?
They're 2 strikers, and we don't know which house it went into, and what's it, I don't know if it ate it up.
So it says we're talking about a big piece of bread, yeah. that
I don't think
it's The Ram told us that the status of the Gemara are similar to what the Gemara said, that once you know Chometz went in, you can't be made to. Ein Sofek Moitzim Deivad. So we have to know, do we have a case here where I know Chometz went in? One of those two mountains. So now, again, the shine, the new shiny yard is sort of a warning, but the shine which we have in front of us, the third shine of the Gemara, is, what's the shine? You have comets in front of you, a mouse comes, takes the comet, and goes into one of the houses. Can we say, stop it, Javon, can we make it on both houses? Or do we say, no, comets is definitely in one of the houses, therefore you have to go to comet. On both hands. Now that's the side of the law. That is, why can't we learn out from the previous case? The previous case was very similar. You had chomet and you had matzah. You had two mice, and one of them took the chomet, and it went into one of the houses. And there we said, you can go makeup, but you can be makeup because chomet to our bottom. So why is the Gemara asking a new shayla again? What's the difference between this shayla and the previous shayla? The previous shayla was also very similar, no? You had chomet, you had a chomet pile and a matzah pile, and you had the mouse that took the chomet, and it went into one of the houses. And we said, since the chomet is job on, you can go to Kula. So what's the big shayla here?
In the previous case, we had a definite situation where it was certainly possible for both houses to be fine, because the mouse which went into the unchecked house could have been kept along with the chomets, and that would have been fine, and there would have been no problem. Here, there is definitely a problem with one of the houses.
That's done. In the previous case, in the second case, it's possible that both houses kept the same status.
Right.
It's possible the chomets went into the chomets house, and the mouse went into the mouse house. So both houses kept the same status. So therefore, we ran the cooler. But here, one of the houses got comments inside. So although they both had the chesed kashas, but now, one of them definitely got comments inside. So who said you could be maker?
I want to change the factor. If you look at just the house that was buzzed before, why don't I take the same comments to him? You were
buzzed,
maybe you're not buzzed now.
Because there's no race, it's the chazaka. Why would there be a race? What would you say? Why is there weakening of my chazaka?
Is there any less probability right now?
Yeah, right. In a case when I've got two piles, one chomet, one matzah, and I know the mouse took matzah inside one of the houses, so the house I've got chesed kashrus will say that the mouse brought the matzah into my house, and the chomet went in the other house, and the other house anyway was not bothered.
No,
right?
No,
the chazaka. Sabbat Rabbanon. With the Sabbat Rabbanon, right?
The same Sabbat exists in this case and exists in that case.
Okay, so now you work out, there's a difference.
I heard the difference, but I don't know if I understand how that makes a difference. They go raise that house that was checked. It's still the same probability.
No.
Not overall that the mouse going into a house that is bothered. When I look at this individual house,
I see what you're saying.
The same probability, yeah, that's for him.
Yeah, that was the question. Right, that was the question, and that's why, so you go. The question was, Yossi's asking the question again. I guess he wasn't happy with the answers. He's asking the question. Fair enough. The question was that both cases are exactly the same, right? In the second case of the Gemara, I have a house that was checked, and I have chomet that was brought into one of the houses, and the house that was checked was able to say the chomet went to the other house, not to me. So great theology, and that's what we were asking. So if you have two houses that were checked, why got each house play the same role and say, yeah, I know Chomet was brought in, but not into my house.
Yeah.
Right? Then we're going to have to bring another Gemara for that. But why couldn't we base it on the previous Gemara? The thing is a chiluk. In the previous case, there could be no shayla whatsoever. It could be that no Chomet v'chlal came into this house. And any Chomet that went in the other house didn't change its status. Because that was anyway non-Boduk house. So since the status stay the same, we have a right to say each one keeps its chazaka. Each house, we have a shayla of two houses in front of us. So each house kept its chazaka. This was a Boduk, this wasn't Boduk. Two houses kept its chazaka. So since each house keeps its chazaka, so So that's our law which we learn since it's to Rabbanon, we've got a right to say that. Although there was a raised son, we know Chometz came in into one of the houses, but since it's as a Rabbanon, we have a right to say Chometz went in there and Matzah went in there. I think in our case, we're not blind. We know there are two houses here, and we know the mouse went into one of them. Who tells you that you've got a right to ignore the other house and just say, okay, my house, I've got my chazak? Because by you saying your house has got a chazak, you're saying the other house changed its chazak. Who says you've got a right to do that? Maybe you've got to say your house changed the chazak. One of them got the chazak in. One of them will have to change chazak.
So is this why would just the case to say that you have in the first case, the previous case, if both houses were both, and you have two piles, and you have one mouse that has comments and one house that has this mouse, it'd be the same as the second case. Because you'd be forced to change the status of one of the two houses.
Right, right.
So once you change the status of one of the two houses, then you have to be mocked.
Then we've got Shaila. Then we've got a new Shaila. Then we've got a new Shaila. We can't learn it from the previous Salah. The previous Salah told you that if you can keep the status as it is, then you've got a right. Say that. So say this happened and this happened. It both happen to keep their own status. I think in here, we've got a new Shaila. Here, one of the houses definitely has to change. Have I got a right to be made? One of the houses definitely has to change. Have I got a right to be Mekan? It's a very simple shayla in Yonah Diyayma, yeah? Although every case which is similar is obviously not similar, and there's all differences. But there's a shayla, for instance, Tveria, there's a shayla whether it has to read the Megillah on the 14th or the 15th. It's up again the Gemara. Okay, so since the Megillah is Drabonim, I'll say you don't need to read that at all. Not the 14th, not the 15th. On the 14th, I'll say it's meant to be on the 15th. On the 15th, I'll say it's meant to be on the 14th. Right? She should be able to be made for the government. Yeah? So on the 14th, he'll have a topic, and the answer will be, yeah, read on the 15th. He'll come to the 15th, and say, oh, you missed it, it was meant to be on the 14th. Okay, that's it. So you're saying the same type of shalom, very good, that's what we're going to be speaking about in Hala. So you see that when it comes, when there's definite steer between the psalm, what are you going to say? No, that the Chometz house, the Chometz mouse didn't come into my house. So where did it go? It went to the other house. And the other guy would say, oh, it didn't go to my house, it went to your house. So you've got a clash, right? Where definitely one of the houses has to change its status. Can we be made? We've got a right from the previous halacha. We've got a right from the previous halacha. Because in the previous halacha, the status could stay the same. Nothing in here, things change. That's why we have a new Shaila beginning of. Okay, so that's the first Shaila. That Shaila, where something seems to have changed. What's the difference? Yeah, you want to ask something?
I was just going to say, can we work along the presumption that we established previously that the mouse would not have eaten all the chomets anyway?
Let's assume that as well. Yeah, Tosafot said that. Not always shame around, but let's assume that. Yeah, it wouldn't have been. Now we have the suffix now. The suffix, which house it went in, therefore you have to go to the... Okay. We're just moving furniture. We'll be ready in a second. She was making herself felt here. Okay, fine. So let's see what the Gemara says. So we have to find a new case. So Bernard, you're following, yeah?
Yeah.
That's why we need a new case. So here's the new case. Heino Shnei Shvilim. That is the case of two Shvilim. It's now Shnei Shvilim. There are two paths. The Mishnah in Tait. Two roads, really. Nachal Luz, Nachal Ayalon. One of them has got a person buried underneath, right? And one of them not. Let's say Nachal Luz has got Kvar, Nachal Ayalon doesn't, okay? And somebody went on one of those roads. The Asa Tayyus, and he did Tayyus. He involved himself in food. Let's talk. And his friend came, and he went on the other road. And he also involved in Tayyus. And now neither one knows which road they went on, but they know they went on different roads. One knows he went on Ayalon, and one knows he went on Luz. Sorry, they know they didn't go on the same road. They don't know they didn't go on the same road, but they don't know if they went on the road that had the Kvarim or not. So we have a topic. Or alternatively, you could say that we don't know if Nachal Luz has a Keva or Nachal Ayalon has a Keva. And they went on Nachal Luz, they went to Nachal Ayalon. And now we have a topic. Are the Tayyus Tommy? So what would you say? One of them is definitely Tommy. One of the Tayyus is definitely Tommy, because one of the guys is definitely Tommy. One of the guys went on that road and definitely Tommy. So what do we say? If you're the Omer, if Nishalu Zebifnei Atzmoi, if each one asked independently the Shaila, Tahoyim, Shnei, then both of them are Tahoyim. Why both of them Tahoyim? How can they both be Tahoyim? How can they both be Tahoyim? One of them is definitely Tommy. Huh?
So they're both asking.
So why can they both be Tahoyim? So the guy who gives the psak, the rabbi that gives the psak knows the answer to both of
them.
But what do you mean? We know one of them is definitely Tommy.
He's going to look at each case as it happens. He comes, the first guy comes and says, I work in things, we've got a principal, stop it, to my Rishus HaRabim, you tower. Then when the second comes, you it's the same suffix. And each one's got there's a suffix. And you have to say it's
tough. Very interesting. Yossi said of Shat and you said of Shat, but they're not the same. Very interesting. Yossi said of Shat, I'll say Yossi first because he said it first, that's all. Yossi said of Shat because each one's got a chazaka. Each one's got a chazaka, you go to the kula. Chazaka. Cheskes Taira, I am my Cheskes Taira. You've got a Shaila. Or we've got a Shaila. I've got a Chazaka. The other guys, I've got a Chazaka. See, each one's got a Chazaka and got a Kula. And Bernard said different shots. Bernard said, we have a principle, a lucky principle. Shasarabim, you go to Kula. Topic Tumma, Shasarabim, you go to Kula. Already got, as we start the Suga, two Mahatim coming in.
Who finishes
the Tumma?
The Tumma, the Tumma originally was Shasarabim. Now he touched it inside
the Shabbat. No. Sabbat Tumma means Shaila is where the Tumma was. Not your Shaila answer where you go. Did you become Tommy in Shazarabim? Yes or no? If you have a topic, then you're Tommy. And it won't make an upcoming if you then go into Shaziyahid afterwards. Will not, no. If you were Tommy, you won't become Tommy. So we have Tumma Hakim, and it's very important to think about these Tumma Hakim, because as we go through the Suga, we have to work it out. Let me just think about it 1 second. Okay, so we say again the two mahalachim. One mahalach is saying, I've got Chesed Taya. Chesed Taya, she got a kula. Chesed Taya, she got a kula. As far as Chazaka, it makes sense, she got a kula.
Can I not disagree with your thing, because each one has got a Chesed Taya, but there's a reyesu against one of them, because one of them definitely walked out of the tumor.
But the Cheskes Taya can tell me I can win that. Maybe Cheskes Taya said, I am Nadereus, so I can go to Kula. I hear what you're saying about it. And it's a bizarre, but maybe Cheskes Taya has got a right for me to say, I don't have any Reyes, because I went over one street, I didn't go over both. We'll see whether we can learn like Yossi. We'll see. We'll see whether Rashi will learn like Yossi. We'll see as we go along. But there's definitely this mahalach to think about it, right? And maybe that's the lot. Now you know why each one's toy? Because they've got a Cheskes toy. If we play that into the case of Digas Chometz, they'll say the same thing. They each has got a Cheskes Boduk, and I've got a right to be Nader. Yeah, that's how you can ask. If Bernard said a different vault. If Bernard said that there's a principle, a lucky principle, of Sof and Tumma, Bishat the Rabbi. And what's the mind of your Bernard's chart? Like he says, that Chazaka, I can argue with. If there is one of them definitely Tameh, I can argue with Chazaka. But principle, halachic principle is halachic principle. It's not a commercial theorem. You go to Kula. There is a weakening in the Chazaka. Something happened to the Chazaka to detract its strength.
No.
Right, so you could argue about it. Yossi doesn't want to argue about it. Fine, that's an argument, Rezi. I have an argument whether we'll argue about it. But we could argue on what you're saying. We could say, Chazaka, I know Chazaka, as long as I don't have anything which really clashes with it. Here I have something which clashes with it. But another guy with the same shayla, as one of these two, something happened to them. You can't deny the fact. You can't deny the fact that one of them went to the tumah. So they had one of them that definitely went to the tumah. Maybe that's a chazan in Chazaka. So you'll say no, say no. Chukka. He'll say no. But see, as we go along with it, it's true. So what's the other shot that Bernard's saying? That no, a different one. A halachic principle of what? Sabbat Tumah, but it's just around when you go to Kula.
Even so far as like if the person with the Sabbat Tumah, he could touch Truma and come, either no problem.
A halachic principle, Sabbat Tumah, it's just around when you go to Kula. Learn it from Saita. The halachic principle, there you are, finished. Nothing to argue about. What's the drawback in Bernard's chart? What's the big drawback? If you have to be on mute, I'm sure it's good what you're saying, but you're mute.
I won't be teaching
us
anything about our case.
Yeah, Yaakov, you go speak a bit now that we can hear you.
There is no suffix. There is vadai, one of the roads is definitely Tumah.
We don't know which one that guy walked on. And therefore, since we don't know which guy, so it's a suffix. You've got a suffix to mission 3 hours. You're ready to go to Kula. So what's the big drawback of the pshat of Bernard? They're very nice. He's telling me it's a lucky principle in Tumah. Mazeh kashur to B'dikas Chometz. There's a lucky principle by Tumah. He says, suffix to mission 3 hours, you go to Kula. What's it got to do with B'dikas Chometz? There's no lucky principle by B'dikas Chometz. So on the one hand, Yossi's chat is much more gishmak, because if it's chazaka, so chazaka is blind across the board. We have also chazaka by some of the by Nisuyin, and by Vigas Thomas as well. Givaldic. There's a chazaka in Yossi's chat, like Bernard asks, you've got a right to ask it, that who says you can rely on a chazaka in this case when we know for sure something happened to one of the two? I want to be mechazik with Bernard's kasha. If you remember, I asked at the beginning of Shir, why is it that we have to learn a new case and we couldn't learn from the previous case? Why do we need to find a new makori to be mati in the case when there was a mouse that took Vadai Chometz into one of the two houses? Why couldn't we learn it from the same makori which we learned from State Court Boys on the previous question number two? Question number two is what? Chomet and Matzah, and the mouse took Chomet into one of the houses, and they ran Mikula. So why do we need a new Makori for it? Why do we need a new Makori? Learn it from the previous Makori. So the answer is, like we spoke out, the previous Makori, the Chazok has all stayed the same. So we can rely on the Chazok. Here, it's a new Shaila, because here, Vadai, one of the houses changed its Chazok, right? Both were bothered, and Chomet went into one of the houses. Who says you can rely on the Chazaka here? So we need to find the new Makor. So Shaila is what the new Makor is. Is the new Makor telling me, even here you'll rely on the Chazaka? That's how the Yossi wants to learn. Even here you can rely on the Chazaka. The Chiddush. Because our question was, the Chor, you can't. Something definitely changed here. By Truma, what?
Back at Truma, my question is, could Truma have taught us two cases of the boxing being the same?
It didn't, though.
I know it didn't. The fact that
it's a Raya not.
It's a Raya not.
Yeah, mother. Not. You see, had we had a case of two Trumas, right? Two Trumas and one piece of, had two Chulins, and one piece of Truma fell into one of the boxes, it has to be Machmir. Right, so you got no way you could be maker and say, okay, do a bomb. So you can't be maker on it, right? So you need the new Makori.
No, the question is, maybe in that case, using the box is wrong for one person. So you wouldn't want to say a Mishnah that can confuse somebody to think that it's okay. Mashiachin, in the case of two homes, we're talking about a situation where two people own a home.
Right.
That's different.
Okay. So that's why we can't bring that Mishnah. You have to bring a different Mishnah. Okay. It's what they learn like the thing, but we'll see as we're going along with Rashi, and the Chari Rashi didn't learn like you, but we'll see one. Okay, so those are the two Mahakim, and bear them in mind as we go through the study. It's very important. Both Mahakim are good Mahakim, and we'll have to see how Rashi learns. Of course, we could bring you all the Shayim, but we decided we're not going to do. So we're going to focus on Rashi and the Ram. That's what the two Shayim are going to learn on. And, well, Ram Tasis, but nothing there. Yeah, Rashi and Tasis. Well, here. So, says the Gemara. So, I know Shneishkin. So he said, what's the halacha? So, Rebbe said that each one asks, Im nishalu zebi pnei atzmoi, v'zebi pnei atzmoi, toi. Shnei. Both of them are toi. But if they ask the one achas, to me. If they ask at the same time, they're tomi. Then the psak would be the tomi. On earth does this mean? Why should that be? If they ask individually, then we'll say each one's got a chazaka. If they ask individually, we'll say the principle of Suffolk Tum Vishusaram. So both Malcolm, however you want it to be. But if they ask together, then all of a sudden you can't rely on the chazaka, and all of a sudden you can't rely on the principle. Why on earth should that be?
Well, certainly they can't both be tar.
But the principle, first of all, this is the principle of Suffolk Tum Vishusaram and Lukula. Then they both can be tar, yes. And if there's a
no, but it's not. If there were two paths and one of them was tummy, and they each and two people came, and we know one of them walked in the path, so you can't say if it's just one person, you could say it's the suffix. If it's two people, then vadai at least one of them walked down the tummy path.
Suffix.
Independently, there's suffix. So you've got the aggregate, though.
So what? Each one of them. No side of the both of them together. They're not Siamese twins. Each one's got his own shayla, which I'm answering both of you together. Instead of me wasting my breath and telling you your toy and your toy, I'll tell you both. Yes, the halacha is something to which is around your toy. So put your toy.
But that's a shaker.
Why is it inconsistent? If the principle is, I'm going with the burnout. If the principle is that Safik Tumma Vishusarab and we go to Kula. So you ask each guy is coming with a shayla. I have a Safik Tumma Vishusarab. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? The halacha is your time. You want to know the case? I'll tell you the case. I walked in this one, he walked in this one. Each one goes Safik Tumma Vishusarab. Which the halacha says, if you take out your book, Safik Tumma Vishusarab, type in Bar Ilan even. Suffolk, Tumma, Vishusarabim, the answer is time.
No, but when they're coming together, one says, I walk down Luz, and the other says, I walk down Ruvin, are we Tahor or not? You can't say they're both Tahor, because that's a Sheker.
They come one after another.
No, but you say they came together.
And if they come one after another, there's no Sheker?
No.
Why is it not Sheker?
No, because then it's Suffolk. I mean, Tosfos says it's Rabbanin.
I took this path, and he took this path. And we're both in front of you.
I don't understand this at all. Sorry, I don't understand. You're saying it's a joke, you're saying something else now. But if you open up the protocol of the, what they call it, the act, you'd know what it's called. What they write down in the court cases, they write minutes. What's it called? The protocol? Protocol?
Pleadings.
Oh. The?
Pleadings. Pleadings.
A bit like the Hansard in the House of Commons. The transcript of the proceedings, or the Hansard in the House of Commons. Okay, so now listen to this. Somebody opens up a book which says, Chav Beis, Tammuz, Tov Shin, Ayin Beis. These were the proceedings that happened in the Beis Din on Chav Beis, Tammuz, Tov Shin, Ayin Beis. You following?
Mm-hmm.
He opens up, he says, Reuben came along and said, I walked on Nachaluz, and I've got a topic if I'm Tommy or Toy. I'm not sure if Nachaluz has got a cable or Nachalayalon has a cable. I've got a topic if I'm Tommy or Toy. The rabbis answered, Toy. Straight after him, I walked in Shinoin. He says, I've got a topic because I walked in Nachalayalon, and I don't know if I'm Tommy or Toy, because I don't know if there's a cable Nachaluz or Nachalayalon. Rabbis answered him, Tahoy. That's not Sheker?
No.
Why not? One of the roads is Tahoy.
Like
Musa
said, the Torah creates reality.
Very good. So the Torah creates reality. Very good. So you've answered very nice. That something to Musa to Rabbim, Torah creates reality. You are Tahoy. I don't think the example is great. The principle that you're using is so good, but it doesn't matter. Sofik Tumah Mishnah Rabbim, the Torah said, you have a Sofik, you are Torah. So now, the next line was, two people came along and said, we walk down Achalai Olam Achalud, and the rabbis answered, you're Tommy. If you can understand that, please explain. What earth is the difference? Man, Afkin Minah. If the Torah says, okay, the Shura wants to use that, the Torah creates a reality, the Torah creates a reality here that, Sofek Tuma, you are Torah. Irrelevant that somebody else has the same Shaila. So why if they come together, is there any difference?
Because when they come together, there's no longer Sofek.
No Sofek for who?
One of them.
For one of them, that's a Sofek. That's a Sofek, video, that's a Sofek. What's a Sofek? A Sofek is...
We're talking about both of them. They've come now together as one unit. So when you look at both of them, there's no longer a topic.
The side is not against the both of them. The side is against each one of them. They just happen to be coming together.
Yeah, but it's the minute they come together, they create themselves like one unit, and the topic changes.
Something I can agree with the Bernard in this case. If both of them would then go and touch someone else, right? If both of them would touch someone else, then that's a Shaila Negea, which is Stira. There you wouldn't be able to say they're both Tommy. Because that guy that got touched is definitely Tommy. Because each one of them was Sovik Tuma, and one of them definitely went over me. And therefore the third guy that they touch, he is definitely the recipient of some tumma. They are masking you. Their Mishaila is
touch Tyrus. They came down and they touched Tyrus.
And he didn't touch the same Tyrus. Yeah, again, if they touched the same Tyrus, you'd be right. They didn't touch the same Tyrus. They touched, each one touched their own Tyrus. So each Tyrus is a Sofek. Mm-hmm. So what? So what that they're both asking together? Why should be a different Bechla? And indeed, there is no difference. There is no difference. And halacha should no difference whatsoever. So why is the halacha any different? Have a look at the second tesis, Mitzimtza Harbet Nachas. If you look at the second tesis on the page, you'll have a lot of pleasure. What does the tesis say? Second tesis on Yud Amud Aleph. The Vat Achas of Akhil to me.
It's Midrabona. He wants to tell them it's Midrabona.
Yeah, no, where's which with him, sir?
Raita, Afila, Bevata, Achaz, Tari. The Raita, even if they come together in Tari, because in Svara, there's no Svara, Lachali. Each one, it's a Shaila, Bainas, we're asking together. It's an independent Shaila. It's a dimension Shaila. It's not because of me, that's because of you. I've got Shaila, and you've got Shaila. So when I tell you, if I met you, be Tari. And tell you the time. Why did Rabbanan say otherwise? So he also mentioned, he sure mentioned before. It's a joke. That's the only reason why. The psak looks weird. In our pitoy, it's right. There's somebody looking in that psak, listening to the psak, will just find it a chucha utlula. They'll find it a joke. The Chazal said, don't give such a joke. Even though it's not a joke. Any London would understand it. It's not true. Any London would understand it. It looks, it's messy.
Right.
It looks like a joke.
You see, both of them wanted to go to the basement.
Right.
We know one of them is Tommy.
No, we don't. We know one of them is Tommy.
We really know one of them is Tommy.
We know the both of them are Suffolk Tommy, yeah.
Suffolk's are right in the
corner. The Suffolk Tumor, the Kula.
The Suffolk's are right in the corner.
So why is the Sofik Derayta? What's the Sofik Derayta?
They're about to jointly together
walk in and
walk into the base of Mikdash,
right,
and be the Tami Echad
Mechavina.
One of them couldn't come.
They're not Tami to be to Mikdash.
No.
But you're not Tommy. You're Suffolk Tumma the Kuna.
What is Tommy?
Suffolk Tumma the Kuna. Suffolk Tumma the Shusser Yavim the Kuna. We would allow
together.
We'd allow both of them talking to each other together. Listen, Yossi, I can't argue with your imagination. What
is the right stuff? What is the right stuff? You know what? I'm going to draw a pass from this thing. Just for a second. We know that they want to. We know where this is coming. Anytime, if he goes to ask the Shiloh, do I have to go through the time myself? Or, okay, I'll say no. I don't say 100%. I'm saying if we know now he doesn't have to walk through the Beit HaMikdash and possibly, the Oran is the Doraisa, how does that contradict now? We say you may be Oran is the Doraisa, is it something that I bet or not?
I don't know if you people on the Zoom can hear this.
And he has to stop this.
Maybe it's best not, but let me just... can I just... A little bit sharp today, just a little bit, because it's Monday. Why do you keep the Torah, Yossi? Because what you think is what Hashem wants. Right? So Hashem says, you can't go into the Midrash, somebody who is Tomei according to Torah law. Not according to what you think. According to Torah law, somebody is Tomei, you can't go into the Midrash. Your Hargoshes say that I still think maybe it's on me. That's your Hargoshes. That you're keeping the Torah because of what you want. Right. Not because of what Hashem wants. Hashem says, somebody who is Harachi, Tomei can't go into the Beit HaMikdash. He's not Harachi, Tomei. He's Tomei. So you're the Beit HaMikdash.
Because
the Torah said he's Tomei.
Right. So he is Tomei.
He's Tomei. Right.
It's like a case for that person who...
Well... To be fair to Yossi, he's not complete apikosis because you're saying he's Torah, yeah? But if both of these guys would touch someone,
they would make that person Torah.
They would make that guy Torah.
Right.
Even though each one of them independently has a locha of Torah, if they would both touch one guy, that guy would definitely be Torah. Yeah. So it's not that they're Torah. They're halakhically Torah. That means they've got a deal of Sophic Torah, Sophic Tumah. Sophic Tumah regarding him is Torah. Any halakhah regarding him is Torah. So he's going to have to go to the Beit HaMikdash. And somebody else also has to go to the Beit HaMikdash.
Are they allowed to get the
Beit HaMikdash
at the same time?
They can be the Beit HaMikdash at the same time. Because
they're touching the person.
Because they're touching, you hear the question they're asking? This is good. These are good questions. We're saying that if each one of them would touch someone else, that person would definitely be Tommy. But if each one of them would want to go in the Beit HaMikdash at the same time, it'd be okay. Is that serious?
Yeah.
Mordechai Gaon, is that serious?
And they hold hands and walk into the Beit.
Is that serious? Mordechai, you following?
I'm following. I don't think I'd have an answer.
So again, what we're asking, just maybe if you say the question again, you'll get the answer. We're saying, if... But either of these guys touch, if both of these guys touch...
It does create, it creates a bit of a stir. Because when we say the Torah defines reality, what reality? If we're saying the reality is that halakhically the Torah, and at the same time we're saying the reality is if you both touch a person, we consider that one of you is not Torah. So we have to...
That's right. I never really liked the Lashon Yeshua saying. I never really accepted the Torah... Create reality is true. So it does create reality, but that's not really the Vartin. The Vartin, the Torah.
It almost feels like a Chayz Benir kind of a thing if they touch somebody, like their tumor reawakens.
No, not mummies. But first of all, how do I know if they touch someone, that person's going to be Tommy? How do I know that? Maybe not. That's the first places on the page. Look at the first places on the page. Look at the first places on the page. I think you look at it first, and then we'll speak about it in 2 seconds. Regarding the men, so what does it say? Let's do the tasters together. Take another question. Why, when we've got this shayla here, Shnei Shvilim, we say that they also tires. They did tires. Why talk about that? Ask Hashem about them.
They, are they Tari or are they Tommy? Can they go into the Beis Hamikdash? They're about to say that. Are they Tari or Tommy? Why are we talking about Osa Tari? Says places, regarding them, there's no Shaila. They have to have Paraduma. They have to have a Paraduma, they have to have a Zah. They have to, why?
They do?
They do. But why? Says places, you know why they have to have Paraduma? Because they'll both touch the same food. And that food will definitely be Tommy now. And if somebody eats that food, they'll be Chayav Misa. The Truma, yeah, if someone eats that Truma, Tameo, it's now Vadek Tommy. So you have Truma Tameo, you're Chayav Misa Nishamayim. Or if somebody, if they touch one guy and he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, he's been over the Isra going into the Beis Hamikdash Tommy. He's been over that Isra. So therefore, they would have to have a Zohar in order to prevent that. The outside is only regarding that they touch different tires. What's the other of those tires? That's why the Gemara speaks about Asa tires. The Gemara speaks about Asa tires because regarding them, there's no shaila whatsoever. They have to have a zon. But why? Because of a third guy they'll touch.
Maybe the person will go and touch both of the foods. That's what it's both of the pots. No, you see that.
Yes.
Maybe someone, one individual,
we're
going to have both piles of produce.
Yeah, so
he'll become
tired. Yeah, so the shaila was that they did independent tires. So we want to know what's the lock of that tire. Can I eat it? Yeah, I'm not good to eat something toy when I'm toy. Can I eat that? The lock is, yes, you can. But you yourselves have to have hazal. Why? Because we're worried that both of you together might touch some truma and somebody might come to eat it. Or, both of you will touch one guy, and he'll go into the Beis Hamikdash, he'll be Tommy. So Tzaddik is saying clearly, if a third guy would go into the Beis Hamikdash, it'd be awesome. So they're not Vadai Tohi. It's not like your Loshon that creates you, Alan. They're not Vadai Tohi, but they're Sofik Tohi, and the Torah says about somebody who's Sofik Tohi, that he is Tohi. Adirikach, that each one of them could go into the Beis Hamikdash. This doesn't say you want to know why you have to azar, because maybe both of you will be going to the Beis Hamikdash at the same time. That wasn't what Tosafot said. They said maybe a third guy will go to the Beis Hamikdash. Each one of them is Torah. So we're asking why is it not Stira? Each one of them going into the Beis Hamikdash is okay. If they touch a third guy, it'd be a problem. What's the chance? What?
No, if they both touch, then one of them was just...
Is Tameh
is
agreeing
so far as
the subject,
and so the two of them
touch
him, it eliminates the
subject,
so he's
bad,
so there's a
bad
Tameh.
Right. He can
come at this.
So why can we allow both of them to come into the
Beis
Hamikdash at the same time?
Because if they're going by themselves, then they're still in the, they're subject. They're subject,
where
as opposed to having that third person, he's a
bad guy.
Right.
So
let me see here. Together, the unit are a bad
guy. We're not.
They're both
in
together.
They're not a unit. They're two independent people.
Well, we know what it is definitely.
We know. It doesn't make a difference.
The Torah tells us what is.
No, because again, let's try and remember. We're trying to keep the Torah because Hashem told us to keep the Torah. Hashem said, somebody who is a Sofik Torah is allowed to come in the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem said, somebody who is a Sofik Torah, as far as he's concerned, Sofik Torah has no hagbalot. As long as you're a Sofik Torah, you have no hagbalot, you've got a din of Torah. As long as you're a Sofik Torah, you have the same status as somebody who's definitely Torah. Same status. So Sofik Torah, if the Torah says a Torah doesn't go into the Beis Hamikdash, a Sofik Torah can also go into the Beis Hamikdash. So now Mr. Ploini Reuven is going into the Beis Hamikdash, asking why you're allowed to. Yes, I've got a badge of Sofik Torah. Mr. Shimon is going to the Beis Hamikdash with the same badge. So both of them are allowed to go to the Beis Hamikdash. We know that one of them together is Tommy. It doesn't matter. The Torah said somebody who's Sofik Torah can go in the Beis Hamikdash. And each one of them are Sofik Torah that go to the Beis Hamikdash. But if they would then hug, an American hug, a third guy, so now that third guy is not Sofik Torah. He's Vadai Tommy.
So
here comes coming to me.
They hug each other.
They hug each other, right? They hug each
right.
other. Right. Man.
Right.
Was,
yeah.
That, from that, that's where it comes in. English don't hug. Right. If they hug each other, it would be the same.
Holding hands.
They cannot hold hands coming into it. It's not on me. One of them on their own, if they would come, it would be okay. But they have to have a
Zohar. Could they both register for the same Korban Pesach?
Can they both register under the same Korban Pesach? Yes.
Kaka problem.
Yeah.
If they keep social distance.
Let's be careful not to touch the Korban Pesach of the other people's Korban Pesach. Each one can touch his chelik. The stomach. Nice side. Top. Okay, that's what we're holding today. As you see this thing, you have to think of it. You have to think of it as you go along. We need to go until, keep going to Gemara until, I told you where to get to yesterday, but you can keep going after that as well, until the word Tomei Ol Ubolak. So the word Tomei is about two-thirds of the way down. First word on the line is Sofik Magal.
Line 23.
Wow, how do you do this?
I mark the lines, the numbers.
Oh, in the beginning of every page, you mark first.
The public service announcement. 1 second.
Here we go. Hello, gentlemen. Look forward to seeing you here. Live, here in person. Live and in person.
Good.
When are you guys joining us?
We can't hear. We didn't hear.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to be his spokesman. Yossi says he looks forward to seeing you in Shir live, in person, here in the grass sometime. When will you join us?
Tell him I appreciate it.
I can't hear everyone at one time. It doesn't work.
Tell him I appreciate it very much. Not many people look forward to seeing me.
Well, okay, fine. You should ask your doctor. Ask your doctor.
I was always told I have a good face for radio. You know, so thank you.
Okay, you should be well, everyone. But it should be well, the man. Then Rabbi, and then make your move.
Yes, sir. Be well. Thank you.
Okay.
Next week.